New year just around the corner. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. With new year coming up fast, it seems like a great time to see what happens on the farm during this holiday.
It's a good time for us just to kind of sit back and look at the past year and see what worked well, what didn't work well, and also have an opportunity to spend New Year's with family. In particular, I guess my mother-in-law always has a big New Year's Day lunch. We just celebrate and eat our traditional New Year's cabbage, the whole nine yards.
John Chester is a row crop and livestock farmer in Weakley County, and he says even though harvest is finished, that doesn't mean there still isn't work to be done.
So we are working extremely hard indoors, behind the desk, looking at our yield maps from last year, looking at which varieties worked the best on a particular soil type or a particular farm, and trying to make sure we have those variety of corn or soybeans scheduled to go on the right acre for next year.
And Chester says now is a great time to not only look back at what worked last year, but also look ahead with optimism, no matter what challenges may lie in the upcoming year.
As a producer, you have as much optimism as possible going into a new year, because it's always exciting for me to plant a crop and to nurture it and see what I can do with it, along with Mother Nature and God, to produce hopefully what would be the best crop I've ever had.
So lots of things to look forward to in 2018 from the farm side. Wishing everyone a safe and happy New Year celebration, and we hope you join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton.